Christians are needed to help the growing orphan problem worldwide. Cuba job reforms bring uncertainty and opportunity, and the countdown for the third Lausanne Congress begins. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The world's orphan population's growing. That, coupled with a growing number of kids sold in human trafficking, is heartbreaking. Many churches aren't even aware of it. Orphan's Heart recently launched a special campaign titled 40 Days for the Fatherless to raise awareness. President Jerry Haig says,
"It's a small period of time that we can be intentional about focusing on the needs of the fatherless, of praying for the fatherless, of putting orphan ministries involved in our church and being able to develop resources to be able to literally save the lives and be able to change the eternity of these kids."
40 Days for the Fatherless will culminate on November 7th, Orphan Sunday. His prayer is this:
"God, give us the world for children, the 140 plus million that are orphaned that don't have someone to care for them. God, let us be a part of being the hands and the feet of Jesus to carry food to them and to carry eternal life."
Go to 40daysforthefatherless.org to get information on how to get your church involved. Next, Cuba's capitalist reforms are creating something new for the people: uncertainty. President Raul Castro is slashing government spending and boosting the private sector. It sounds good until you realize that means cutting 500,000 jobs in the next 6 months and more. WorldServe Ministries' Ken Leggett explains.
With these layoffs, the government has also announced that they will no longer subsidize or provide an employment insurance type payment to the people while they are looking for new work. So basically, they'll be laid off with no source of income.
The economic ripple effect will likely hit churches hard because they'll no longer be able to support their pastors. Leggett says,
"Part of the reason why we've been running our Adopt-a Pastor program in Cuba for the last decade or more is working with the churches to provide resources for the church pastors as there are growing their church, evangelizing new areas, and raising up a congregation that will be able to tithe and support the pastor."
They're making plans to be ready for a harvest. They could use your help. Our website will show you how. You're listening to Mission Network News. 36 years ago at the first Lausanne Congress, the term 1040 window launched hundreds of ministries. Cape Town 2010 is the first Lausanne Congress of the 21st century. It lasts 10 days beginning October 16th in Cape Town, South Africa. What it provides is a unique opportunity for the global church to focus this generation on the need to take the whole gospel to the whole world. Groups like Operation Mobilization are participating. There will be more coverage as CT 2010 gets underway. Stay tuned. Meanwhile, organizations may differ in how they do ministry, but many seem to agree on one thing.
We are very dependent on volunteers.
Buckner International's Jeff Jones says after recent evaluations, Buckner realized how valuable volunteers can be.
There are skill sets and some affinities that current volunteers have that can really help us accomplish some of the program priorities that we have.
Buckner's decided to move their volunteers from ordinary tasks to dedicating a few months to even a year to work on specific projects. Opportunities include teaching English, going on short-term mission trips, helping with business development and construction projects.
We want to give them opportunities to serve where they're doing kingdom work that is transformative and really makes a difference for the Lord. And it's so much more special and real and life-changing and transformational for those that are volunteering.
And in the West, we often hear about it, but demon possession still rattles South Asia. A 17-year-old boy who was suddenly possessed by demons became so violent, he had to be chained down. When a Gospel for Asia-supported missionary met the boy's family, he told them that the only one who could heal him was Christ. Missionaries began to pray and fast until the boy was released from bondage. Now he follows Christ. Pray for his parents, who are still unsure. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We'd like to congratulate Linda Immel of Indiana, the winner of the Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. I want to thank the nearly 400 people who signed up for the trip, and congratulations again to Linda Immel. By the way, we have some great resources at our website. The new Operation World and the book Jungle Pilot are available at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.